It's being called one of the most significant hacks in the last decade, and there's a chance that the hackers have a larger, more nefarious plan up their sleeve. Wednesday's Twitter attack hijacked the accounts of high-profile people like Elon Musk and Barack Obama, tweeting a fake Bitcoin deal, with the ramifications extending further than a single money-making scheme. And to get a sense of that magnitude, let's bring in NPR's tech reporter Bobby Allen. And Bobby, Twitter is now saying that hackers used a social engineering strategy to take over a Twitter employee's account and credentials, which gave them control over these accounts. What do we know about this?
Right. So social engineering, as you mentioned, is this term that comes from cybercrime. And it's basically when a hacker researches you, figures out who your friends are, who your connections are, where you live, where you work, things like that, and then uses that info to deceive you. So they could send you a friend request from someone, you know, pretending to be an acquaintance, or like, you know, someone can send you a work email and it looks like it's coming from a colleague. And then once you open it, malware could be launched on your computer and hackers could start hijacking. Now, at Twitter, getting that kind of administrative access doesn't just let you tweet from someone's account, but it does give you the power to change an email associated with accounts. So researchers who've been looking at the hack that happened this week says that's what probably happened here, that hackers changed the emails of 130 accounts of some of the richest and most famous people and then tweeted out this Bitcoin scam.
Okay, a big question that everyone probably has is whether Twitter has said anything about whether employees helped these hackers.
Yeah, and exactly. That's probably the biggest question right now. Was it an inside job? So far, Twitter's been suggesting the opposite, right? That they were a target of an attack from these hackers right when their guard was down. But they have not definitively ruled out that one of their own helped the hackers. And, you know, there are unconfirmed reports on some tech blogs sort of exploring the idea that that a Twitter insider coordinated with the hackers. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's just open for debate. We don't know just yet.
Okay, so this time it was a Bitcoin scam, but experts point out that this kind of strategy before an election could really be catastrophic. What are the implications of this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really worrisome thinking about the November election, isn't it? I mean, I think this Twitter hack should, you know, really put us all on guard. I mean, social media platforms, as we all know, like Twitter and Facebook, are enormously powerful in our democracy. And, you know, they basically shape the kind of discourse we're having day to day. They influence how we vote. And, you know, with things like voter registration systems moving online and with a big presidential election in November, you know, the fact that these tech companies can be compromised and control the channels of communication just should make us really, really vigilant.
Yeah, with the 30 seconds I have with you, what is Twitter saying they're going to do about this?
So when it happened, Twitter locked down the platform and suspended verified users from tweeting. That was unprecedented and shocked a lot of people. Now they're doing a deep dive of the incident, and they're being helped by the FBI and by state authorities. And the big focus right now at Twitter is answering these two questions. How did this happen? And how can we make sure we build the defenses so that it never happens again?
That's NPR tech reporter Bobby Allen talking about the hack that breached 130 private accounts, including presidential candidate Joe Biden's account. Bobby, thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.